In recent years, there has been a surge in the building of illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. That situation was cited by Hamas as one of the justifications for its October 7th attack. In the years since, according to the UN, illegal Israeli settlements have expanded by a record amount, potentially eliminating any practical possibility of establishing a Palestinian state. At the same time, settlers have stepped up attacks and intimidation campaigns on Palestinians across the territory. Our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy, visited a West Bank town where an Israeli settlement looms over the landscape, and he sent us this report.
Maybe I would be speaking for every member of Termosaya who's residing outside of Termosaya. It's their wish to return and live in Termosaya.
Termosaya is not exactly type of town that people imagine when they think of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Here, many of the people are American citizens. Plots of land cost upwards of $1 million, and the homes look like luxury villas. Yasser Elkham returned here in 2022, 35 years after he had emigrated to the United States. But things here are not as idyllic as they might first seem.
In 2018, I did not know, I did not have a clue of what it's going to be like to live under an occupied power. I didn't turn 18 when I left, so I was 17 and 10 months. So I did not experience roadblocks. I did not experience searches. I did not experience settlers. I did not experience violence. As an American, reality hit me when I first was stopped and presented my U.S. passport. And they said, no, we don't want that. Give us your Palestinian ID.
You're hearing a scene that's become all too familiar for Yasser and other residents of Termosaya. It's his land. It's their land. It's Palestinian land. They just want to pick their olives. But Israeli settlers have come to intimidate them.
I own land in the east of town, adjacent to the settlement, that I cannot access right now. As of now, I cannot access.
The settlement that Yasser is referring to is an illegal Israeli settlement. Above Termosaya, red-roofed houses are spread over the hilltops and valleys. This settlement is illegal because there should be no Israeli settlements in the West Bank. But the Israeli government has approved the rapid expansion of these settlements in the past 2 years. They divide the territory and make the aspiration of establishing a Palestinian state feel all that more hopeless, especially since October 7th.
From day one of 7th of October, 8th of October, Netanyahu was fixated on the idea of pushing the Palestinians to the corner and expelling them out of the West Bank. So whilst the war was taking place in Gaza, the eye of Netanyahu and his interlocutors was on the West Bank. More confiscation of property, more expansion of settlements, turning the Palestinian territory in the West Bank into a Swiss cheese-like kind of territory where we get the holes and Netanyahu gets the cheese.
That's Sabri Saidam, a senior official from the Fatah party, which controls the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. I asked him how he felt about Hamas using settlements in the West Bank as justification for their October 7th attack on southern Israel.
Well, my friend, one of the most important laws of physics is that action will have equal and opposite reaction. So I've never seen in history that a nation that's occupied is received with roses. Obviously, people will struggle, will fight for their independence.
Yasser is taking me to a spot below the hills, below the settlement, where he'll be able to point to his land. That's all he can do. On the way, we pass burnt-out cars from an Israeli settler attack on the outskirts of Termosaya. Palestinians have been forced to abandon their homes.
Okay, so this street, Edmond, this is where the settlers got to last June. This was how far they got.
We arrive a few minutes later, but before we know it, A white jeep is hurtling towards us. There's an Israeli military vehicle trailing it. The guard of the illegal settlement spotted us pointing and has brought them along for support.
Are these people here?
We're
being told to turn off the camera.
They hold us up for 90 minutes in the late afternoon sun, checking our identification documents. Eventually, they tell us we can continue filming. Yasser asked for permission to visit his land.
So this is no.
He's not surprised.
And they specifically told me, no, you cannot. So this is the furthest we can go. Of course, the road is blocked. We've experienced it all.
Yeah.
An hour and a half just being held by the soldiers, checking IDs and inconveniencing,
yeah.
Trying to inconvenience anybody who comes here.
And that was Yasser Elkom ending that report from our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy.